From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Farmers and ranchers participating in the National Farmers Union Anniversary Convention endorsed several farm bill provisions designed to shore up farm incomes while vehemently opposing any spending cuts and recommending additional spending to shore up the farm safety net. NFU delegates approved a handful of special orders policy positions, including the farm bill, trade, climate change, and ethanol expansion. Dow AgroSciences is on the hook for $455 million to Bayer Crop Sciences after a federal appeals court upheld a patent infringement award involving a gene used in glufosinate-tolerant seed. Bayer uses the gene in its Liberty Link line of products. Dow uses it in its Enlist cotton and soybean seeds. A cooperative of growers and an ag data nonprofit have agreed to combine technology platforms and create a neutral, secure, and private data storage repository controlled by growers. Known as Ag Exchange, it will be an independent data repository commercially available through the Growers Ag Data Cooperative, while producers can control, store, view, and share farm data assets. The USDA reports soybean meal export sales for the week ending March 2nd were above most pre-report estimates, while corn, soybeans, soybean oil, and wheat were within projections. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.